Imagine discovering that the legal dimensions of franchising are essential for success. Understanding these aspects can prevent costly legal disputes and protect your investment. Get ready to explore significant frameworks and regulations that will empower your franchise journey. By the end of this chapter, you'll have the insights needed to navigate the complex legal landscape with confidence. This lesson focuses on the key areas of franchising law. We'll begin by understanding the evolution of franchising in India, tracing regulatory shifts and their impacts. Next, we will compare global franchising frameworks, examining various disclosure requirements and ethical standards. Then we will evaluate the need for a dedicated franchise law in India, discussing current legal gaps and challenges. Following this, we will examine the structure and purposes of franchise agreements, highlighting their role in defining relationships. Additionally, we will identify and explain essential clauses in these agreements to ensure clarity and compliance. Finally, we will discuss the practical consequences of dispute resolution choices, analyzing real-world implications for franchisers and franchisees. As we explore the applicability of laws to franchising in India, let's first consider the significant shift from the Foreign Exchange Regulation Act, or FERA, to the Foreign Exchange Management Act, known as FEMA. This transition in 1999 drastically eased foreign entry and capital flows into India. Furthermore, the country's booming consumer market is witnessing rapid growth in modern retail and e-commerce, which is driving franchise demand. Franchising has become a preferred model, enabling both foreign brands and Indian companies to scale their operations quickly. This evolution underscores the importance of understanding these legal frameworks as they shape the franchising landscape in India. Understanding the tax implications in franchising is crucial. Tax touchpoints like goods and services tax and income tax influence supplies, fees, and royalties. Additionally, a multi-statute legal basis underpins franchising in India, including the Contract Act, intellectual property laws, and various tax regulations. Recognizing these laws helps to clarify rights and obligations within franchise agreements. Ultimately, this framework is vital for ensuring compliance and fostering successful franchise relationships. Franchise laws can significantly differ across countries. In the United States, the FTC franchise rule requires a franchise disclosure document to ensure informed decisions. Canada's Arthur Richard Act mandates comprehensive pre-contract disclosures and a duty of fair dealing. The UK follows British Franchise Association norms, focusing on ethical conduct and self-regulation. Australia's franchising code ensures extensive disclosure and dispute resolution through mandatory mediation. In Japan, the JFTC guidelines enforce specific disclosures and identify non-disclosure as unfair trade practice, while China has a detailed regulatory framework governing commercial franchises. To understand the need for a franchise law in India, we first recognize the current patchwork framework, which relies on various acts but fails to address franchising comprehensively. Today, key gaps exist, including the absence of mandatory disclosures and uniform agreement norms, leading to unclear liabilities and inconsistent dispute resolutions. A dedicated statute is essential, as it would provide comprehensive coverage of franchise elements with clear duties and standard disclosures. Ultimately, this law would benefit the ecosystem by enhancing certainty, reducing litigation risks, and fostering a culture of compliance. Currently, the central government is exploring this direction, focusing on faster dispute resolution through a specialized committee. As we dive into the Indian Contract Act of 1872, we see it serves as the foundational governance for franchise contracts, validating key aspects like interpretation and performance. The formation and validity of these contracts hinge on essential elements such as offer and acceptance, consideration, and lawful objects. Additionally, the rights and obligations within a franchise agreement are defined through express and implied terms, dictating duties around quality, timelines, and payments. If contractual breaches occur, the Act provides remedies like damages and rescission to address non-performance adequately. However, it's important to note that there's a gap in the existing framework, as it lacks mandated disclosures and a standardized agreement format, leading to ambiguities in liabilities and dispute resolutions. The Competition Act of 2002 plays a crucial role in ensuring fair competition within franchise agreements. It specifically prohibits agreements that lead to an appreciable adverse effect on competition, including various franchise clauses. Among these, non-compete agreements, exclusive supply arrangements, and resale price maintenance provisions are carefully scrutinized. The review process involves assessing market power and potential foreclosure effects, along with any efficiencies that might justify the terms. If these terms are found harmful, they may be deemed void and corrective measures enforced. Addressing these issues is vital for reform, as the existing framework lacks uniform disclosure and clear guidelines, creating uncertainty in negotiations. Understanding the legal framework of franchising is essential. The Trademarks Act of 1999 safeguards brand identity through trademarks, which is vital for maintaining quality control. The Copyright Act of 1957 protects the various written materials, such as training manuals and marketing content, that are crucial for franchisee operations. The Patents Act of 1970 applies to innovative products or processes that are licensed to franchisees. However, without a dedicated franchise law, we face challenges like inconsistent disclosure practices and lack of clarity in IP rights after termination. Thus, establishing a comprehensive franchise law is necessary to address these gaps and foster a more secure franchising environment. The Consumer Protection Act of 2019 plays a crucial role in safeguarding consumer interests and providing remedies for unfair trade practices. Key rights established by this act include the right to be informed, the right to choose, the right to be heard, and the right to seek redress. Consumers can expect remedies, such as refunds, replacements, and compensation for deceptive conduct. Interestingly, franchisees can also qualify as consumers, enabling them to seek relief from franchisors. However, this framework has its limitations, including the absence of mandatory franchise disclosures, non-uniform contracts, and unclear liabilities. Thus, a more robust solution is needed to ensure better protection for franchisees. As we explore the limitations in India's current franchise framework, it becomes clear why these issues matter significantly. First, the absence of mandatory disclosure results in transparency gaps, leading to increased due diligence costs and risks for franchisees. Additionally, a multiplicity of laws creates overlapping statutes, complicating negotiations and compliance efforts. Furthermore, the lack of a uniform agreement format results in inconsistent clauses, making it difficult to benchmark protections. Unclear allocation of liabilities fosters ambiguity, which can fuel conflicts and strain relationships between parties. Lastly, disputes often default to contract remedies, introducing complexity and delay in resolution processes. Understanding the franchise agreement is crucial, as it establishes a contractual license that defines the relationship between franchisor and franchisee. This agreement documents mutual promises, helping prevent disputes and provide clarity. It also serves to protect the franchisor's know-how and brand identity, ensuring that valuable intellectual property remains secure. Maintaining system uniformity is essential, as it guarantees a consistent customer experience across all locations. Lastly, the agreement prescribes daily operating standards, outlining the procedures the franchisee must strictly adhere to. Through these facets, franchise agreements create a solid foundation for successful franchise operations. Understanding the grant clause is essential because it provides the franchisee the right to operate under the franchisor's established brand and system. This right is strictly limited to the use of defined standards and manuals, ensuring no intellectual property ownership is transferred. The grant is also time-bound, operating for a limited duration as per the term clause of the agreement. Additionally, it may be territory limited, restricting operations to a specific geographical area. Lastly, this clause serves as the anchor for various obligations, meaning fees, training, and reporting duties apply within the grant's defined scope. A vital aspect of franchise agreements is the term, which defines the fixed operating period, typically spanning 5 to 7 years, under the franchisor's system and brand. If a franchisee breaches the agreement, the franchisor has the right to terminate the arrangement immediately. Additionally, franchisees usually can't exit early without facing substantial repercussions. It's important to ensure that the term aligns with the capital expenditure payback and expected returns. Finally, when the term expires or the agreement is terminated, the franchisee must cease operation and stop using the intellectual property associated with the brand. As we delve into legalities in franchise agreements, territory is a pivotal aspect to consider. First, an exclusive territory grants the franchisee a sole operating area, preventing any other franchisees or franchisor outlets from entering. In contrast, a restrictive territory limits the franchisee to its specific area, while the franchisor may still operate or appoint others there. Conditional exclusivity means that the franchisee could lose its exclusive rights if performance targets aren't met. Lastly, the core plus right of first refusal model offers a small exclusive core area along with a broader zone where the franchisee has the first option to open new outlets. Understanding these territory types is essential for effective franchise management. Understanding the fees linked to franchise agreements is essential for potential franchisees. The initial franchise fee secures the franchise rights and is typically paid at signing. Following this, an ongoing royalty is necessary, which is a monthly payment based on gross revenue or may be fixed. Franchisees are also required to contribute to advertising and marketing efforts to support the brand image. Lastly, a one-off assignment or transfer fee applies when a franchise is sold, covering the necessary approval and training for the new franchisee. Familiarity with these fees can significantly impact a franchise's success. As we explore the legalities in franchising, let's first understand the cooling-off period. This period starts immediately after the franchise agreement is executed, giving the franchisee a chance to terminate within a defined time frame. Its primary purpose is to provide a final opportunity for the franchisee to reconsider their investment before setting up and launching. During this phase, amounts paid are often refunded, minus the franchisor's reasonable expenses. To exercise this right, franchisees must provide written notice within the specified duration in the agreement. However, it is essential to be aware of key watchouts, such as the exact duration and any steps that may waive this right. Training plays a vital role in any franchise relationship. The franchisor typically initiates structured pre-opening training for the franchisee and their key staff. This program ensures everyone is well prepared for operations. Mandatory attendance and completion of this training are essential to meet the franchisor's standards. Once the training is finished, operations can commence only after the franchisor signs off on the readiness. Lastly, the franchisee must bear the costs of any ongoing training unless otherwise negotiated. As we explore the legal aspects of franchising, one critical requirement is that franchisees must only sell franchisor-approved products and services. This ensures that the brand's integrity and quality are consistently maintained. Additionally, all purchases need to be made exclusively from the designated suppliers approved by the franchisor. In case those sources become unavailable, a franchisee should seek the franchisor's approval before considering alternative suppliers. Following these guidelines is essential for upholding franchise standards and protecting brand reputation. Understanding this can significantly enhance the success of any franchise operation. Understanding the advertising fund in franchise agreements is crucial for franchisees. This central fund is specifically designed for brand-wide advertising and managed by the franchisor. Franchisees are required to make regular contributions, typically monthly, to ensure ample resources for marketing efforts. These contributions are pooled together, allowing for system-wide campaigns that benefit all franchisees. The franchisor maintains discretion over media choices, timing, and content, ensuring consistent branding. Finally, detailed accounts of receipts and expenditures are kept, which may be shared with franchisees periodically for transparency. Legal aspects play a pivotal role in franchising. First, A joint site inspection is essential, with the franchisor approving the location to ensure it aligns with brand standards. Next, the franchisor reviews and approves lease terms to safeguard their interests. Then, the build-out process must adhere to specific design standards outlined by the franchisor. Finally, the lease must include mandatory provisions covering essential clauses and amenities for operational consistency. Continuing our discussion on legalities in franchise agreements, let's explore key controls. First, relocation consent is vital. Franchisor approval must be obtained prior to any movement. Additionally, franchisors retain the right to access premises for compliance checks, ensuring standards are met. Franchisees are also required to strictly adhere to lease obligations, which is crucial for brand integrity. Lastly, periodic renovations may be mandated at the franchisee's expense, aligning with brand expectations and market demands. Intellectual property and confidentiality are vital in maintaining the integrity of our franchise system. First, we define protections for all intellectual property and sensitive information shared. This includes copyrights in manuals, trademarks, logos, and proprietary system content. Authorized use is crucial. Assets should only be used as licensed, adhering to brand standards without any modifications. Confidentiality duties require limited access and secure storage, ensuring no disclosure during or after the term. Lastly, breach mechanisms include injunctions, damages, debranding, and the return or destruction of materials. Building on our previous discussion of intellectual property, let's delve into the legalities involved in franchise agreements, specifically around reporting obligations. First, franchisees should establish a sales report cadence, ensuring weekly or monthly gross sales are reported for accurate royalty calculations. Next, periodic financials must be submitted, including quarterly, half-yearly, and annual statements, providing a complete picture of business performance. It's crucial to define minimum performance metrics that the franchisee must consistently meet, supported by the necessary reports. Furthermore, franchisors should have the right to audit financial records and processes as needed to ensure accuracy. Lastly, all reporting must align with the operations manual, detailing formats and timelines to maintain transparency across the franchise system. Understanding the insurance requirements in a franchise agreement is crucial for both parties. The franchisee must maintain business-relevant insurance continuously throughout the franchise term. This includes coverage for the outlet premises against operational risks. Additionally, covering cash and safe in transit for theft losses is essential. It's also important to hold adequate fire insurance for property and contents. Finally, the franchisee should regularly provide proof of insurance renewals to the franchisor. As we explore the legalities in franchise agreements, we'll begin with the concept of restraint of trade. This refers to clauses that limit similar or competing businesses to safeguard the franchise system. During the term of the agreement, the franchisee is completely barred from operating similar businesses. Importantly, there are also restrictions that apply after the agreement ends. These post-term non-compete clauses will limit competition for a specified duration, ensuring ongoing protection for the franchisor. Understanding these elements is crucial for both parties in maintaining a productive franchise relationship. Understanding full-time devotion clauses is essential. These clauses often prohibit franchisees from engaging in any other business during the term of their agreement. Next, the enforceability of these clauses hinges on several core factors, including the relative bargaining power between franchisors and franchisees. Protecting legitimate interests while considering public welfare is crucial. Lastly, the scope and duration of non-compete clauses significantly influence their enforceability. Courts are less likely to enforce clauses that are overbroad or excessively lengthy. As we delve into the legalities of franchise agreements, particularly around renewal, it's essential to start by ensuring a clean slate. Having no prior breaches is crucial for franchisees looking to renew. Following that, strict adherence to the franchise operations manual must be demonstrated to prove compliance. Additionally, timely payment of royalties and accurate reporting are vital for maintaining trust. Each of these factors plays a significant role in the renewal process. By understanding these elements, franchisees can effectively position themselves for successful renewal. Legal aspects regarding franchising renewal are multifaceted and significant. Renovation readiness is essential, as all franchisees must commit to refurbishing their premises to align with the latest design standards. Next, it's crucial to accept any revised territory updates provided by the franchisor to maintain compliance. Additionally, franchisees need to consent to new or revised clauses that may be introduced in the renewal agreement. Lastly, ensure all renewal and legal fees are settled promptly to avoid any disruptions. This comprehensive approach can significantly facilitate a smoother renewal process. Understanding the legalities in franchise agreements is crucial for a successful transition. First, when a franchisee wants to sell, they must seek the franchisor's approval for the proposed buyer. Next, there's the franchisor's first right of refusal. The business should be offered to them before marketing it elsewhere. If the franchisor declines, the franchisee can proceed to find a third-party buyer. Finally, a one-time transfer fee is typically charged to cover onboarding costs, including necessary paperwork and training. The legalities of franchise agreements become even more crucial when it comes to transfer processes. First, paperwork and assignments must be properly executed to keep franchise records updated. Following this, the new franchisee will undergo the required training that the franchisor mandates. This step is vital for aligning the new owner with the existing operations. Finally, once training is complete and approvals are in place, the handover leads to a smooth go-live experience for the business. Each of these steps ensures that the transition is seamless and effective. Understanding the legal aspects of franchise agreements is crucial, especially regarding termination. Immediate termination occurs in response to serious breaches, such as bankruptcy or criminal conviction. In contrast, termination on notice applies to lesser breaches, allowing a cure period. The franchisor must provide a written notice detailing the breach and necessary corrective actions. If the issue is not resolved, immediate termination follows for serious breaches, while breaches on notice offer a chance for remedy. This creates a balance between protecting the franchisor's interests and providing franchisees a fair opportunity to correct issues. Dispute resolution is vital in franchise agreements. The agreement often incorporates a stepwise process known as the ADR ladder to resolve disputes without resorting to litigation. It starts with negotiation, where parties engage in direct talks to find a solution. If negotiation fails, mediation introduces an independent facilitator to help reach a voluntary settlement. Should those efforts not succeed, arbitration is employed, allowing a neutral arbitrator to make a binding decision. This process is typically preferred over litigation because it is faster, less expensive, private, and helps maintain relationships while avoiding negative publicity. Adverse publicity can arise unexpectedly in franchising, as seen in the 2017 case with McDonald's and CPRL, where 169 outlets were shut down. This franchise termination led to significant public fallout, with anxiety and resentment from customers due to the sudden loss of over 150 stores in just 2 weeks. To prevent such reactions, it's crucial to clearly define termination triggers, establish cure periods, and incorporate step-in rights. Moreover, effective dispute resolution clauses can escalate issues constructively, allowing operations to continue during conflicts. Lastly, ensuring continuity in premises, suppliers, and intellectual property use after notice safeguards both brand integrity and operational stability. As we dive into the legal aspects of franchising, let's explore the guarantees in franchise agreements. Firstly, a personal performance guarantee requires directors or shareholders to assure the company's full adherence to the agreement. Following this, indemnity for losses states that guarantors must reimburse the franchisor for any claims or expenses due to breaches. It's important to note that these guarantees continue even if the franchisor takes specific actions under the contract. Obligations remain until all dues are fully settled, which emphasizes accountability. Lastly, franchises have direct recourse to guarantors, allowing them to claim without needing to pursue the company first. As we conclude this lesson, let's recap the vital aspects of franchising. First, franchise agreements encompass critical elements such as training, approved suppliers, advertising funds, fees, territory definitions, renewal processes, and dispute resolution. Secondly, multiple Indian laws, including contract, competition, intellectual property, and consumer protection statutes, significantly influence franchising practices. However, it's essential to note that India currently lacks a specific franchise law, leading to ambiguities in legal frameworks. Lastly, insights from global best practices reveal a strong need for comprehensive regulation and uniformity in franchise agreements within India. With this knowledge, you're prepared to explore the complexities of franchising in more depth.